Joe Walsh, AM 560, The Answer, back with you. We've been talking Obamacare. Man, it seems like we've been talking a lot of Obamacare these last couple weeks with all these implementation delays, the battle between the Republican Party, really between Republicans on whether to, you know, fall down on your defunding Obamacare sword right now before we continue to fund the government. I think we should. We're going to talk about all of that with the guy who knows more about Obamacare than anyone on the planet. He is C. Stephen Tucker. He's got a great, great website, truthaboutobamacare.com. Also runs a business, smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com. Steve Tucker. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me back on.
So, again, in the dead of night last week, unless I'm missing something here, the Obama administration, by executive fiat, basically exempted members of Congress and their staffs from key portions of Obamacare. Steve, and it's actually been hilarious. We've gotten every congressional office from Roskam to Hultgren to Duckworth. The answers we get from all of these folks are, no, that's not true, or we don't know. What in your estimation, did Congress do or didn't do? What did the Obama administration do when it comes to this exemption?
Well, contrary to popular belief, Congress was never exempted from Obamacare. The only ones that are exempted are the president, the vice president, and their cabinet. And so as we got closer to the exchanges opening on 10-1, members of Congress started looking at the actual cost of health insurance, for instance, for a family of four being about $15,000 to $18,000 a year. So they started calculating and thinking, boy, under the congressional health plan, the taxpayer pays about 75% of our premium. So it's nice and affordable for us, and we get a nice gold-plated health plan. Then they realize that if they're forced into the Obamacare exchanges as of October 1st, as the rest of us will be, they're not going to get any taxpayer subsidy because they make far more than the maximum income that's allowed in order to get a subsidy.
Right.
So they started, like you and I talked about before, basically having backroom meetings, pressuring the president to give them an exemption so that if they do go in the exchanges, which they will, the taxpayer will pay 75% of their premium in the exchanges, too. And that's exactly what they got. Via executive fiat from Barack Obama without a congressional passage, no senatorial signature, nothing. He just made it law.
And again, I'm with Steve Tucker. Great website, truthaboutobamacare.com. Steve, to be clear, again, this is really important for folks to know. They technically, members of Congress and their staffs, will have to participate, and I think it's important as well to back up. When they were designing and first presenting Obamacare to the country back in early 2010, they did try to exempt themselves, and then the public raised a big cry, and they put themselves back in it. You are correct. But they still get this taxpayer subsidy that the average person out here who's going to have to participate in the exchange does not get.
That's right. That's right. And the worst part is it was done by executive fiat. And this is how Barack Obama has been ruling. Not just on this, he waived the requirement to verify one's income when they go into the exchange and they link up to the IRS. Well, there will be no more verification. So a person can go in the exchange, type in that they make $30,000 when they really make $50,000, and they'll get $4,000 to $6,000 more in subsidies to lower the premium because no one's going to be checking that. So we're looking at massive fraud that's going to be perpetrated on the American taxpayer. We're already losing about $5 billion a year in IRS tax fraud. Now we've just opened up a whole new revenue of fraud.
Well, and this is a really important point. I'm with Steve Tucker again, smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com. Steve Tucker knows more about Obamacare than anybody on the planet. Everybody in Washington, Steve, and really around the country, they've been obsessed with the delay in the implementation of the employer mandate, which is a big deal. And you're right. The Obama administration, Steve, as you know, also snuck through this whole delaying any sort of income verification to participate in the exchanges. Explain that to our listeners. This is a really big deal.
It is a big deal. As the law was passed, when the exchanges open on 10-1, the IRS would be linked to one's insurance application. And then they would deem what their accurate income level is, and then they would be given subsidy from the taxpayer commensurate to their income level. That way they would keep those subsidies honest. So those who would not be eligible for a subsidy would not get it. Well, the IRS is not ready to do that, even though they're hiring thousands of IRS agents. The system to make that happen, to verify one's income, is not going to be ready by October 1st, nowhere near that. So the president, again, with his executive fiat magic wand, just waived that requirement. And so now millions of Americans can go into these exchanges, and there will be no verification of their income level, which means that they can lie. And, you know, I assume many will in order to get more money.
Well, you would think that if you can't verify one's income, you're not ready to implement that piece of Obamacare.
That's exactly why he waived it. Yes.
Yeah. I'm with Steve Tucker. Again, we get him on this program often because and I've known Steve for, gosh, now 3 to 4 years. There's no more important issue impacting this country than Obamacare. It actually impacts every single aspect of this country, from our economy to jobs to the debt to the quality of healthcare to your healthcare costs to the livelihood of doctors and on and on and on. Steve, just to be clear about one other point when it comes to members of Congress, you know that when I was in Congress, I turned down my health care. They get a really nice, they're part of the federal employee health plan. They get a really nice plan. If they go on the exchanges, members and their staffs, do they get to keep those plans?
They're going to be into the exchanges, so they'll be getting the Obamacare health insurance plans, which are actually even more comprehensive than the gold-plated health care plans that they were getting in the congressional health plan. So that means that they're going to cost more. And now that we're subsidizing 75% of those plans, it's going to be a bigger burden on the taxpayer, of course.
Of course. It always comes back to that. Joe Walsh, AM 560, The Answer. We are speaking with C. Stephen Tucker, the best website out there on Obamacare, truthaboutobamacare.com. You should be visiting this site every single day. If you are an individual or you're a small business person and you've got questions, real life questions about Obamacare, Steve's in the business of answering those questions. His business site is smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com. We will be back in a moment talking more about Obamacare with Steve Tucker.
Bold, brash, brutally honest. It's Joe Walsh on AM 560. The Answer.
Joe Walsh, AM 560, The Answer, back with you. Thanks for listening. We're talking Obamacare, and I'm back with a good friend of mine. And again, I love saying this. I love saying a lot of things, but I love saying that there's nobody on this planet who knows more about Obamacare than C. Stephen Tucker. Check out his website, truthaboutobamacare.com. Steve, you are in the habit of sending me on almost a daily or weekly basis scary, frightening aspects of Obamacare. You sent me something yesterday that I really wanted to talk to you about, and I may get this wrong, but you sent me a link to notices of insurance carrier cancellation notices. Explain what you sent.
Yes. So here's what's happening. And these are coming to the policyholder. And they're coming as internal memos to insurance brokers. So the insurance companies are not putting these pieces of information out in the public. And so I've decided to make them public. And what's happening is, as of October 1st, the exchanges will open. And if a carrier decides to sell a plan inside the health insurance exchanges, then all plans that they have already sold outside of the exchanges, for instance, in 2013 and prior years, those plans must conform to plan designs inside the exchange. And so carriers like Aetna have decided that changing the design of their plan is going to be far too burdensome. So they're just going to terminate everyone's health insurance plan as of 12/31 and move those people, force those people into the Obamacare exchanges so that they become compliant. So unlike what the president promised, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan and no one will take it away from you. It's actually Barack Obama who's taking it away from you via his health care law.
This is, I need you to expand on this because I want our listeners to hear this. This is frightening. I'm with C. Stephen Tucker, truthaboutobamacare.com. His business website is small businessinsuranceservices.com. So, Steve, what you're saying is everybody now on a plan with some of these carriers. Once they go on to these exchanges, these carriers are going to terminate their current plans.
That's correct. And millions of Americans will begin losing their health insurance plans as of October 1st. And by 12/31/2013, the day before full implementation, which is why it is so crucial for us to stop funding for this legislation on September 30th in the next continuing resolution. It must be done.
What, Steve, are we talking a fairly large swath of carriers?
Yeah, well, in Illinois, it's going to be six carriers. So in Illinois, it's going to be Aetna, Humana, Blue Cross, Land of Lincoln Health, created by our tax dollars, and then another small carrier down south near Springfield. The name escapes me, but they're on the Department of Insurance website. But it's those carriers who have foolishly decided to go inside the exchange for the promise of 30 million people who will be buying their health insurance.
Right.
When you and I both know that the fine for not buying health insurance is only 1% of your modified adjusted gross income, which is a lot less than the cost of health insurance. So people aren't going to buy, which is why the biggest carriers like United Health One have decided to stay out of the exchange.
Yeah. Will Steve, will these policyholders be aware of this before October 1st?
Oh, they're already getting their notices, and I've linked them at truthaboutobamacare.com under the article, Want to Keep Your Health Plan? Then Defund Obamacare in the Coming Continuing Resolution. And you'll see the actual notices that these policyholders are getting from Aetna, from one of the worst that I just got last week was from Physicians Benefit Trust, which insures doctors all over Illinois.
Yeah.
They're losing their plan because, and it says right in the letter, because of the onerous provisions of the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, I'll tell you, everybody, go to truthaboutobamacare.com. Steve, you've got these carriers listed there?
I do indeed. And I've also got all 14 insurance companies that have exited the health insurance market since the passage of Obamacare.
Man, millions of us are going to, in fact, lose our plans, unlike at all what this president told us. I'm with C. Stephen Tucker, truthaboutobamacare.com. The other issue, Steve, that a lot of our listeners are terribly confused about when it comes to Obamacare is the impact on premiums. I hear from a lot of crazy lefties around the country every day that premiums are, in fact, going down. The rise in premiums is being slowed because of Obamacare. How do you answer that?
The only two states that they can point to where they project premiums will go down thus far, and this is in the cover of the New York Times, and then it was covered by Mr. Rick Ungar at Forbes, who said California premiums will be going down. The only way that you will see any decrease in individual health insurance premiums are in states that have already had Obamacare for many years. And when I say that, I mean they've had the most onerous provisions of Obamacare, namely community rating and guaranteed issue.
Okay.
But they did not have a mandate. And so what happened in those states is that premiums soared, number one, and number two, people started exiting the health insurance market when those premiums went up, most especially the youth. Because when community rating is implemented, the young subsidize the old. And it's very quick how long it takes a young person to terminate their coverage when they get a $150, $200, $300 a month premium increase.
Yeah.
And so that's what happened in those states. So when Obamacare opens up in New York and California, the reason you'll see a moderate premium drop, if at all, is because the taxpayer will be subsidizing large portions of those people's premiums. That's why.
Wow. Wow. Hey, everybody, I've been with Steve Tucker. Go to his website, truthaboutobamacare.com. He knows more about Obamacare than anybody I know. If you're a small business person or an individual and you've got Obamacare questions for your business or your own policy, go to smallbusinessinsuranceservices.com. No more important issue facing this country. We all got to grow up and take care of our own lives. Ask yourself a question. Are you ready?